I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, February the 1st. Back to school today in Quincy. Quincy Public Schools are open on a regular schedule today after being shut down yesterday to allow for more storm cleanup. Officials say sidewalks and parking lots around all the schools have been cleared of snow, but there may be some overnight street closures around schools and T stations to allow for more snow removal. The curbside collection of trash and recycling in Quincy is on a regular schedule this week. The President's Coast Project's community engagement events that were planned for tomorrow have been postponed per direction of the city due to the storm cleanup. A new date has not yet been determined. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch will be asking the City Council to approve funding for a new fire department ladder truck and fire engine. Also, next week, the mayor will be explaining the next steps needed for the development of a new Squantum Elementary School. A new COVID testing and vaccination schedule begins today at Manic Community Health Center's clinic at 180 Old Colony Avenue in Quincy. Walk-in testing will take place Tuesdays from 1 to 4 p.m., and vaccinations by appointment happen on Thursdays from 3 to 7 p.m. To make an appointment, go to manatchc.org. The clinic may have to relocate next month to allow for the construction of a new special education learning center. Today marks the beginning of Lunar New Year, and here in Quincy, Quincy Asian Resources is celebrating with a virtual event on February the 20th at noon to mark the Year of the Tiger. The South Shore Plaza in Braintree has added additional security measures following a deadly shooting last month. On January 22nd, 26-year-old Dejun Beasley of Dorchester was shot while shopping on the main floor of the mall. He died one day later. An arrest warrant has been issued for 19-year-old Julius Hammond Dazier from Maynard. A spokesperson for the plaza said that canine weapons detection patrols are being added, as are more armed security personnel. Armed police officers already patrol the area. Additional surveillance video will also be added, as will staff for portable elevated observational towers. The mall already has an extensive camera system, images from which helped investigators identify the shooting suspect. Now there are even more measures in place. The mall is also adding technology like license plate readers and expanding and streamlining the camera system. The swift action from the plaza is all part of an effort to restore some peace of mind for shoppers. Quincy man has been charged with stealing $120 worth of candles from a Quincy supermarket Sunday. Police say 34-year-old Edwin Cruz Flores grabbed the Yankee candles from the Star Market on Granite Street at about 12:30 Sunday afternoon. Store security says Flores showed what appeared to be a gun in his jacket as he confronted and then fled on foot. Police arrested Flores at Quarry and Kidder Streets a short time later. A baton was recovered from Flores, but officers did not find a gun. Flores faces a charge of armed robbery in Quincy District Court. An autopsy has been completed on Boston Police Officer John O'Keefe, a 16-year veteran of the department, who was found dead last weekend outside a Canton home. The autopsy was performed, but did not yield information suitable for dissemination at this time, according to the Norfolk County DA's office. The investigation remains ongoing. According to the DA, O'Keefe appeared to have been in the cold for some time before he was found early Saturday morning near a home on Fairview Road belonging to people he knew. O'Keefe was off duty. He was taken to Good Samaritan Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. An elderly woman was transported to a hospital yesterday after injuring herself on a Cohasset Trail. The 70-year-old was rescued from the Whitney Spur Trail after hiking deep into the woods and snow. It took police with the help of firefighters and a DPW loader 2 hours to get her to safety. She was taken to South Shore Hospital and is expected to recover. The Sandwich Boardwalk will have to undergo major repairs before anybody can use it again. The blizzard over the weekend destroyed a section of the boardwalk. It was originally built in 1875 and has already been repaired and rebuilt several times due to storm damage. Residents were hoping to hold on to the old planks a little longer, preserving the structure before the town plans to demolish and replace it in 2023. Now they hope the storm didn't prematurely start that demolition. First responders in Boston are mourning the passing of one of their own. Matthew Clancy, an EMT with Boston EMS, died January 20th. The 34-year-old South Boston resident was a graduate of Weymouth High School and is being remembered by his loved ones for his passion for his work and the compassion he showed to all. When he spoke of his profession, the true depth of his dedication to it was obvious, according to his obituary. For anyone who knew him, loving Matt was easy. He could always light up a room with his smile and sharp wit. After graduating Weymouth High School, he attended Bethany College in West Virginia. At Bethany, Matt found a brotherhood of friends as a member of the Sigma Nu fraternity. After graduating with his bachelor's degree in psychology, Matt trained to be an EMT and joined Boston EMS. He is survived by his mother and brother. In lieu of flowers, the family has asked donations be made in Clancy's honor to the Boston EMS Relief Association. Attorney General Mara Healey holds a large lead in the race for governor among Democrats, according to a poll released yesterday. Survey of more than 500 registered voters from Mass Inc. found that Healey has the support of 48% of Democratic primary voters, followed by State Senator Sonia Chang Diaz at 12% and Harvard professor Danielle Allen at 3%. The poll found that 30% still don't know who they'd support in the primary. If Labor Secretary and former Boston Mayor Marty Walsh was running, he'd actually be leading Healey slightly, with 32% of the vote, compared to her 31%. But Walsh recently told CNN he is not running for governor. Healey is viewed favorably by 44% of voters surveyed and unfavorably by 19%. The poll also found that Governor Baker's endorsement could have an impact if he decides to weigh in. 42% say they'd be more likely to support a Baker-endorsed Democratic candidate, while 29% said it would have the opposite effect. 45% of voters said they want the next governor to be about the same as Charlie Baker. 26% said they want a governor who's more liberal. 23% said they want someone who's more conservative than Baker. In the race for attorney general, prospective candidate and former Boston City Councilor Andrea Campbell is leading with 31% in the Democratic primary. And though nearly two-thirds of voters don't have a favorite in the lieutenant governor primary, Salem Mayor Kim Driscoll leads the pack of Democrats with 10%. On the Republican side, former State Representative Jeff Deal and Wrentham businessman Chris Doughty have announced their candidacies for governor as well. State health and education officials said in a letter to the presidents of Massachusetts colleges and universities that they should start returning to near normal with the goal to transition the COVID-19 pandemic into an endemic. Secretary of Education James Pizer and Secretary of Health and Human Services Mary Lou Sutters sent that letter to public and private higher education presidents on Friday. Pizer and Sutters pointed the rapid testing options, digital vaccine cards, and the state's high vaccination rate as tools that can help navigate the careful transition into opening up our society while simultaneously employing public health mitigation strategies. The letter warned colleges and universities about the twindemic, which is the combined negative impact of COVID and social isolation. Though colleges and universities shifted to remote learning and took other actions early in the pandemic, officials said it is now time to adjust protocols. Instead, colleges are urged to focus on people with symptoms and test positive for COVID and those who are at high risk for serious illness. Colleges are also asked to increase mental health services and address widespread issues of anxiety and depression that have been exacerbated during the pandemic. Gas prices are on the rise again in Massachusetts. The average cost of a gallon of gas in the state is up 3 cents from last week, according to AAA. The average price per gallon now $3.39. also 3 cents higher than the national average. Tensions between Russia and Ukraine are one factor that's driving up costs. AAA's Mary McGuire said uncertainty over Russia's intentions toward Ukraine is contributing to higher crude oil prices, which are closing in on $90 per barrel. She says Russia is a member of OPEC Plus, and any sanctions based on their actions toward Ukraine may cause it to withhold crude oil from the global market. Higher oil prices will lead to higher pump prices for drivers. Gas in Massachusetts costs a penny more than it did a month ago, and is a dollar higher than it was at this time last year. Check of business news this morning. Stocks are higher. The Dow is up 406. The NASDAQ rose 469. The S&P added 83. Global stocks also higher, mirroring broad overnight gains on Wall Street, while many markets in China and elsewhere in Asia are closed for Lunar New Year holidays. The dollar fell, the euro was up, oil at $88 a barrel. Sports: Celtics beat the Heat 122-92, and the Bruins take on Seattle tonight at 7. The National Weather Service forecast today: mostly cloudy and a bit milder, high 35 degrees. Another frigid night tonight, down to the single digits. Tomorrow, maybe a scattered shower at a high 43. Some rain on Thursday, high 46. And then maybe some mixed precipitation Friday with a high 40. But the boater waves 2 to 3 feet, a wind out of the east at 10, and a high tide right after 11 a.m. Sunrise at 6:57, set at 4:58. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, February 1st.